Good evening and welcome to Flash 107. I'm Mike Lyons, and tonight I am going to be talking with Richard Hudson and John Ford of Hudson Ford. We're conducting this interview right after a very, very fine concert that they have done here from BJ Recording Studios for WORJ-FM. And I'll tell you, the show has been really fantastic, and what I wanted to do is congratulate both you fellas, John Ford, Richard Hudson, for really having a fine, fine act. I mean, I really have enjoyed it. And one thing I wanted to do right off the bat was talk about the rest of the members of the group, because the group is, like you said, the same group that was on the LP, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that's
your
right.
Fine, fine debut album. And, okay, now you got a great lead guitar player.
Yeah, the lead guitarist is Mickey Keene. He's been with us. He was on the first album, the Nickelodeon album, and on the new album. And we've sort of been together as a band for 9 months, and he's been the original guitarist. The drummer is Ken Laws. He joined the same time as well, of course. And the keyboard man is Chris Parent. Myself on an acoustic guitar and John on bass.
It's a fine, really, really fine band.
And thanks a lot.
Now, they've been on tour here in America now for a couple of weeks. They're going to be here for a couple more. One thing I wanted to talk about as far as the brand new debut album, Nickelodeon. The immediate things that come to my mind as far as the comments that have come up about the album is Beatle-ish. And that has come up like 3 or 4 times now in different reviews I've come across. How do you feel about that word, Beatle-ish? It must come from the vocal melodies, which are very, very pretty.
Quite flattered. I'm quite flattered, yeah.
But, go ahead and own up to the influence, right?
Well, actually, at the time we made Nickelodeon, we just left the Straubs, and it was a collection of songs.
Right.
About half we'd written after we left the Straubs, and some we'd written, you know, while we were in the band. And the difference between having a band for 9 months and recording the next album, which is called Free Spirit, you'll see there's a very drastic change in it, you know? And so I don't think a lot of our songs are too Beatle influenced.
All right, it's just one of those things, you can't help it.
I think it may be the harmonies as well, actually. Yeah,
exactly.
I thought it was, yeah.
Okay, we're going to be back in just a minute to talk some more with Hudson and Ford right after this word from Wolfman Mason Stereo Unlimited.
That's divine.
Hudson and John Ford, I got it right that time. And one thing I wanted to bring up is why you fellas left the Straubs. And it's kind of interesting. Well, anyhow, let's get to that right off the bat. Why did you leave Straubs?
Basically, John and I have been writing for a couple of years, and a lot of the material we were writing just wasn't suitable for the Straubs. It wasn't in the direction that sort of the Straubs were going. And it was whether we was just sort of forget the songs and leave it that way and just have a couple of tracks on each Straubs album, which we were getting, or, in fact, leave the band and do exactly what we wanted to do, you know? And that's the reason we left.
So it was pretty amicable.
We were thinking about it for about a year.
Uh-huh.
And it was a bit of a risk, really. But
that risk has definitely come out good for you.
So we've been going. The band is about a year old now. In fact, it was, I think, a year ago that we split in America. Actually, the last gig we done was San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard the latest work by the Straubs? Have you caught that latest LP?
We're still in touch with them a lot. You know,
they seem to have developed into the same type of music that maybe you are doing now. It's a little bit different. Straubs previously were always pigeonholed as a middle English band. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A middle English band were what the Straubs were always more or less known as, like Fairport and things like that.
They're a very folky-based band as well, originally. See, Dave Cousins, the original, right? He was originally from the folk scene, and that influence is still in the band. It must be, you know, because he was on the folk scene for years, you know. And like the Fairports, they're from that situation as well, and about 3 or 4 other bands like that. And they've all turned out.
They started getting into a harder sound, a more refined sound, away from just pure middle English folk.
But like we tried to bring sort of slightly heavier things and more complicated things into that, and we found, you know, we couldn't really change the direction, and that's what we're doing in this one.
All right, we're talking with Richard Hudson and John Ford, and we're going to be back a little later on this evening talking with them. This has been Mike Lyons for Flash 107. Have a nice night.
Tonight I did lose the proving ground match against Jay Lethal, but I got something much more out of it, because it was a proving ground match for me, for in here, to know that Stevie Richards can still go, and Stevie Richards still has a lot more to prove in the world of wrestling, especially here at Ring of Honor. I want to thank the fans out there. You can hear them out there, maybe. They are live, they are hot, and they gave me a thank you Stevie chant at the end of my match against Jay Lethal. Well, that's all well and good, and I really do appreciate the thank you. But that's not my last match. This is only the beginning for Stevie Richards. Every day is a new beginning, a chance to get better, a chance to learn, a chance to improve myself, a chance to try to be the best in anything and everything that I do. So if any thank you should be put out there, I should thank you, Jay Lethal, because you reinvigorated me. You made me feel young again. You made me feel like somebody that needs to prove something. So from now on, from the roster, from the bottom to the top, no matter who it is, I'm not disappointed that I lost to Jay Lethal. There's no disappointment in losing to what I feel right now is the best pure professional wrestler on the planet. And I came within that much of beating that wrestler, the best. And he is the best first generation. He's the best in the entire world.